Yeah, as of now, yeah. My name is Nicola Birch, and I'm 23. Personally, it is quite important to be able to have the same as everybody else in the sense that it's recognised as equal. So it was towards the middle of last year, wasn't it, in July time, that the actual legislation was passed. And it was quite a big topic in the news and such, with it being rushed through Parliament. Well, that was quite an opinion expressed quite a lot, that it was rushed through. And a lot of people were saying, why do you need it if you've got civil partnerships and stuff? But for me personally, it was a case of, why should I have something different? I should have the same right as anybody else. So it's not a case that I'm desperate to get married in a church where it's not religious or anything like that. It's just a case of, I would like to be recognised with my partner the same, with the same rights as everybody else. So when it did start coming into the news, it was something that we both agreed with. It's not that we wouldn't settle for a civil partnership, obviously. It was something that we'd talked about at length, and we'd make our own day special whether it was recognised or not, but it's a nice feeling knowing that it is, and knowing that the day has got a bit of meaning with others as well as just ourselves, and it's not just... Because anyone can go and get a civil partnership. I read somewhere that it was referenced like go and getting your driving licence. And I think that kind of took the sanctity and a bit of special away from the day. So now that it is a marriage of sorts and that you have got the same rights, it makes it that little bit extra special. We said it is early days, but we think we found a very nice venue, and we're obviously going for the meeting tomorrow to talk some prices and possible availability for beginning of summer next year. And we like the signature living hotel in Liverpool, which looking at the pictures online, we've just fell in love with, and we're looking for quite an intimate affair, and it will be quite a small thing. It won't be a big, you know, Westminster Abbey, invite as many people as you can think of kind of thing. It's just for us and our family and close friends. But it's something that we've spoke about for a good while now. So I'm being signalled by my other half. Dresses, dresses, dresses. That's what she wants. That's all she's bothered about, a big frock. Yes, definitely. Like I said, I read somewhere that it shouldn't just be called gay marriage, it's just marriage, because I'm no different to anybody else, it's just I'm marrying a woman, so I would like to think that it would become quite an accepted thing, and it's not, like, you don't go for a gay walk, or you don't live in a gay house, you just live in a house, you've just got a mortgage, it's just a marriage. To me, it's no different to anybody else. No, I think that covers it really.
All right, I'll pass you over. One second. Hold it flat about 6 inches from your face.
Hello. Hi, I'm fine, how are you?
So you've got the phone with audio blue on sort of in your hand, in about 6 inches or so from your face?
Yes, I've just been signalled and manoeuvred. I'm Rachel, I'm 32, I'm from St Helens.
Okay, what's your surname?
It's Parr, Rachel Parr.
So first of all, tell me how you feel about same-sex marriages beginning to happen.
It's nice to be able to have the same recognition as everybody else, because prior to the... Although the civil partnerships recognised that the relationships were more committed and it was like a long-term thing that, you'd committed to each other and you were legally tied and whatnot else, it wasn't quite as much as a marriage as such. And it's nice that it's the same, and you think, well, why should... It's a bit sad that it has to be signified as so much different. You think, well, what difference does it make if it's two people and they've got the same commitment as opposite-sex couples? What difference does it make that you have to go through all the fighting to get the same commitment on paper and to be able to say, oh, well, yeah, we are married and... We don't need to clarify everything separately. It's just nice that the same rights there without having to fight for something different.
So you feel it makes quite a big difference to you then?
It does, because you think, well, if you haven't got the option there to kind of legally clarify your relationship, you think, well, some people don't see it as a serious committed relationship and you don't always get taken seriously with it. So if you get into 30s and 40s at that age and you've been together for 10, 15 years, like some couples have, you think, well, you've got nothing to prove that your relationship's that bit more committed.
And what are your hopes
for your own big day? We're both lucky in the fact that our families are very accepting, and it will be nice to be able to. It's effectively for us for what we get out of it, but it's nice to share with everybody together that it's our commitment to each other, and I'm the only girl, so it will be nice for my dad to give me away and have the little fairy tale. So it's that as well. Well, marriage and weddings have been around for a very long time for straight couples, so it seems like it's only fair that it should follow suit, because same-sex relationships are not a new thing. It's not something that's only just happened. It's been around as long as times began. It's been around since time began. It's obviously historically recorded, so why shouldn't it be the same with regards to getting married and having the commitment together that way as well.
Lovely. That's all I need, unless there's anything else that you'd like to say about it.
I don't think so.
So, that's great. Thanks for the support.
I'm really excited about having the big day together, hopefully. Find out a bit more tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like I've caught you just as you're getting into the swing of it, really.
Oh, I'm so excited about looking at this place. It looks absolutely gorgeous.
Is it the first place you've been to?
Yeah, but I think looking at it, it just ticks so many boxes. It just looks perfect. It just... It's stunning. I will. I know, me too. Well, the signature living places do look stunning, so fingers crossed that it follows the trend of everywhere else that they've got.
See?